George Bernard Shaw once said, "Imitation is not just the sincerest form of flattery, it's the sincerest form of learning." The Lord said to Moses, "On the first day of the first month, you are to set up the tabernacle, the tent of meeting." Exodus 40, verses 1 and 2. After the fabrication of the furnishings of the tabernacle were completed, the Lord instructs Moses to consecrate Aaron and his sons for their position as priests among the children of Israel, and to do so for a period of 7 days. And on the 8th day, they would begin their ministry. And it was during this 7-day period of consecration that Aaron and his sons learned not only the service of the tabernacle, its sacrifices and offerings, but also how the tabernacle was assembled. They learned this by observing Moses, and they would later imitate him as they matured into their ministry. The rabbis explained that over the 7 days of consecration, that Moses assembled and disassembled the tabernacle before the eyes of Aaron and his sons, and it's actually a feat that is physically impossible for one man to accomplish, and in this they find a miracle. The priests of Israel did not flatter Moses by imitating him. Rather, they fulfilled their solemn duty by learning the pattern of ministry established in heaven. Imitation in our modern culture is often frowned upon. It's considered unoriginal. Yet imitation of the Lord, of Yeshua, Jesus, and the elders in faith is considered a serious matter indeed. As Messiah himself said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." To fulfill this commandment, we must consider closely just how he loved us and how to replicate his action of love. Other examples we find from the Apostle Paul, Peter, and John. And the references for these will be in the program notes. Paul writes, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ," or "Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Messiah loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Continuing on, he says, "Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us." Further in Philippians, he writes, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." The Apostle Peter writes, For to this you have been called, because Messiah also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his footsteps." The Apostle John writes, "Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." So when we consider the above examples, we find the same pattern of imitation at work in Messianic faith as we do in the Levitical model. Aaron and his sons watched and closely observed how to administer the ministry of reconciliation. The body of Messiah must also watch, observe, and pattern itself on the examples of godly faith exampled for them. The key is that we must, as much as possible, follow the examples in faith. In Exodus 40 and verse 34, when the tabernacle and its furnishings were properly set according to the pattern shown to Moses, the presence of the living God filled the tabernacle and dwelled among his people. Following this example, wherever two or more are gathered in the name of Messiah Yeshua, Jesus, he is in their midst. The fullness of the prophetic name Emmanuel, God with us, God among us, and God in us. Amen. Amen.